Hello, Radio St. Pete. I am your host, Nanette Weiser, and once again, we are getting a preview of a magical, musical, sensational festival coming up in this month, February 2025. With me today is Fran Snyder. Fran, welcome, and tell us all about the 14th Annual Listening Room Festival Showcase.
Thanks, Nanette. As you know, I have this listening room network that promotes house concerts around the world all year long. But once a year, about 14 years ago, we decided to have a festival, a celebration of this idea of music in small, intimate places like house concerts. So this is our 14th year, and basically we have four wonderful acts who are coming to town, and they're playing concerts all week long in different houses and backyards and such. The highlight of the festival, our biggest event, is the showcase at the Palladium Theater, where you can see all four acts on the big stage at this beautiful theater. If you've never been to the Palladium, it's a 100-year-old church that was converted into a beautiful hall. It's just a wonderful place for music, and we love bringing it back there every year.
So before we get into how you can go to the house concerts and where you can get your tickets, let's drill down in the incredible lineup: Ben Gage, Dirty Cello, Gold Pine, and Julian Taylor. So let's start with each of the artists. Tell us about Ben Gage.
Well, Ben's been part of our network for about a year and a half, and it's a totally separate application for the festival. It's an international contest that we do every year, and hosts and fans in our network get to vote and help us choose the artists for each year. Ben is a singer-songwriter from the Midwest, and he's a fantastic harmonica player. What I would call maybe like saltwater country type of vibe, all original stuff, just beautiful voice, great harmonica playing, and a lot of fun.
So I just want to read a little quote that I saw that Ben said. For me, nothing captures a moment the way a song can. I've always struggled to live in the moment, itching to get to the next thing. But a song stops me in my tracks. It demands attention and will fall to pieces without it. Songs are my anchors to the now. I love that. Who hears that kind of comment ever, right?
Exactly. Yeah, with this network attracts these really not just talented, but somewhat soulful and artists who crave meaning and they crave these personal experiences, and it's just a wonderful thing to get up close and personal with these folks.
Well, let's move to one of my favorites, Dirty Cello, and Rodman has been called the Jimi Hendrix of the cello. Tell us a little bit about this incredible music.
Yeah, I've seen them two or three times. When we talk about touring the world, these guys tour the world. They spend a lot of time in the Far East. They have toured like Japan and China, and I think even Mongolia. I mean, they really get out. They're based in San Francisco Bay Area. And yeah, Rebecca's just this incredible classically trained cello player, and does some pretty wild things with it. Her husband sings and plays acoustic guitar, but she does most of the singing in the duo. But they're one of the most upbeat acts I've had the pleasure of seeing. It's just nonstop with them. I mean, it's 2 hours or a full show of them. You're pretty breathless at the end.
Well, you're right, and I'm even more breathless when I think about Gold Pine. This is the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Reunion and the Kansas City Chiefs Arrowhead Statement to listening rooms throughout the United States. This husband and wife duo have been doing bold, harmony-driven Americana for large and small. Wow. Winners of the 2022 Rocky Mountain Songwriter Contest. How did you find them, Fran?
So, again, this is an act that actually came through our network. They've been with us for a couple years. They spend most of their time in the United States, and they've made tons and tons of fans over the past year. Their voices together, there's just like there's so much power and soul there. They've got one song. It's like, do I have you? Or no, do you have me or do I have you? And the notes that they're hitting on there just cut right to the bone. I, I, I'm so looking forward to that moment, them singing these notes on that big stage at the Palladium Theater, because once in a while you just get a singer who just brings chills, and here's a pair of them working together.
Well, I love just listening to them, but I will tell you that cathartic, moody, dissonant, relevant, wow.
Yeah.
And so winding this incredible festival is the soulful voice of Julian Taylor. Tell us a little bit about this Canadian folk artist and how you discovered him and his music.
Yeah, so Julian Taylor is one that did not come through our network. He applied specifically to the festival, and I had never heard of him before, although he's represented by an agent who has sent us some wonderful talent in the past. He's based out of Toronto, gotten all kinds of acclaim around Canada, puts out some beautiful records. I think he might be on his fifth record. And he's got this lovely sort of low-key baritone voice that really just, it's almost, sometimes it's almost a whisper, but it cuts right through you. He's got just wonderful material, great music. He'll be performing solo. I think we have two duos and two solo acts this year. But his records are, full band records, and they just sound so sweet. I've been listening to him all week. If you can, go, hey, Siri, hey, Alexa, play Julian Taylor, and you'll enjoy that.
I just love that. So, Fran, I want to do a shout out for you before we get into the house parties. You're a musician. You've had a real unusual career in music. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, I toured for 20 plus years. I grew up in Tampa and got a business degree from the University of South Florida, and immediately threw myself into music, and really hadn't looked back. I toured and played every kind of venue there was, but when I discovered house concerts in the early 2000s. After a very long career of playing everything from bars to colleges and all that, playing music in someone's home or in this intimate space, it was just magical to me, the connection that you can have with an audience. And I was instantly hooked. And back in those days, there wasn't a good website to promote this idea. I didn't invent house concerts. They had been happening as a sort of a grassroots movement for many, many years. But at that point, there wasn't a good website. So that's when I got really into this. In 2005, I built a website called Concerts in Your Home. And over the years, that has we upgraded it to the Listening Room Network so that we could not only serve house concerts, but also these intimate listening rooms. I'm sure you remember and miss the Hideaway Cafe like I do.
Oh, my heart breaks every time I go by that. Truly one of the most incredible and before its time.
Yeah.
Right. And you were involved with them, weren't you?
Yeah, John was just a wonderful supporter of the arts. You couldn't be in this business without without liking and falling in love with John and his vision there at the Hideaway. But yeah, these venues need our support, and fortunately we have a place called Seven Seas now, which is offering not music not as often, but as good, so we want our network to support these types of venues as well. The ones that, even though it's a public space, even though they might be serving alcohol or whatever, you get a concert experience there. There's not going to be somebody talking in your ear during the show.
I love that. So you have, I know that you have moved to Sarasota recently, and tell us a little bit about, is there an intimate venue in the Sarasota area that you kind of like to go to when you're not up here?
Yeah, it's funny. I've been hearing about Fogartyville for so long, and to me, it just sounded too much like Margaritaville. I was just like, this is just not the kind of place I'm looking for. But I finally went and realized I had been there long ago, many, many years ago. Maybe it was under a different name. But it's right there next to the studios of WSLR, the radio station, public radio station in Sarasota. And it is a wonderful sort of rustic type of room. Think of, it's more of a wide room than a narrow room.
Right.
The Hideaway was more of a square type of space. This is a little bit wider. and they have the ability to sort of expand out into the patio. But again, it's a concert atmosphere, even though it's a smaller venue, even though you can get your beer and your wine and some snacks and all that. It's just a wonderful, wonderful concert venue.
So, friends, if you've just tuned in, we're talking with Fran Snyder, one of our favorite musicians and founder of the Listening Room Festival 2025 14th Annual Showcase at Huff Hall at the Palladium Theater. Tickets are going fast. That is February 23rd. Tell us how people can go to the house parties, please.
Yeah,
Fran.
So the trick is you go to listeningroomfestival.com. And there's two things you can do right there on the front page. Number one is you can get a free fan membership to our network. So as a fan, you can log in and see the schedule of events in your state. And then the next thing you can do is you can buy your tickets to the Palladium Theater on Sunday, February 23rd. One of the cool things that we're doing this year is we're doing a Sunday afternoon showcase. So it's wonderful for those folks who don't like to drive at night or don't like to be out too late. So the festival showcase starts at 3. And for those who get VIP tickets, we have a special treat. Wonderful artist, you probably know, Christopher James. He'll be playing the after party, which is in the same building, just downstairs from the big hall at the Palladium Theater. So you can see 5 artists in one night if you like.
Well, it has just been wonderful catching up with you, you know, and I am a fan, and let me just talk a little bit about fan perks. Twice monthly email with invites to the events in your region, access to the concerts calendar, and you can network with other fans, your fan profile. You know, I just love it, love it, love it, love it. So how many homes will be hosting that week, Fran?
So there, on average, each artist is doing about 3 or 4 shows. I think there's like 13 or 14 house concerts, and they go all the way up from Tarpon Springs all the way down to Port Charlotte. But the majority of the activity is in the Tampa Bay area. So we'll have a couple of shows in Tampa, a bunch in St. Pete, a couple in Bradenton, I think one in Sarasota. So it's one in Largo, I believe. So they're scattered. You can see the whole schedule at listeningroomfestival.com.
Terrific. Well, Fran, we're delighted to catch up with you, and we're very excited for your 14th year. Do you have parting words for our Radio St. Pete listeners before they go to the Listening Festival on the website, which is mylisteningroomnetwork.com, right?
Oh, yeah, for the festival, it's easier just to go to listeningroomfestival.com.
Got it, listeningroomfestival.com. So parting words for our listeners.
Yeah, this is just a real, this might be one of the most unique music festivals in the world. And if you live here, it's right here, maybe not in your backyard, but in your neighbor's backyard. It's close by. You can see some really wonderful, national talent up close and personal. And most of the people, we actually have hosts who come from around the country to kind of be part of their tribe. So they host concerts in their home in Connecticut or in Kansas or whatever. And they come here for an extended weekend vacation, and they go to a different house concert each night. And then, of course, the big event at the Palladium. If you can only see one event during our festival, the Palladium Theater on February 23rd is the one. But I would encourage you to at least go to your first house concert if you've never been to one. For a lot of people, it's really transformative. They go, where has this been all my life? I've never been able to experience music like this.
So get up close and personal with the Listening Room Festival. Thank you, Fran, for being with us. I am your host, Annette Weiser. We'll see you when the music comes up. Thanks, Fran.
Thanks, Annette. Bye-bye.